Hello, everyone. Welcome to Nier. My name is Jay, your DM.
Hi, I'm Amy, playing Bijou, the High Elf Glamour Bard.
Hi, my name's Andrew. I'm playing Rivatevich Kolosevsky, the Paladin Hill Dwarf.
Ian, I play Harry, the Fearbog Druid.
And my name's Aaron. I play Tatsuo, the Human Samurai.
Been a while since we convened. Got some name forgetting in there. It's great.
No, it's more like slurring. You know, overall drunkardness has increased.
So thank you all for sticking with us as we took a little bit of time off. Just life things getting in the way. We are actually picking up in the middle of the battle. So for the listeners and the players, let me remind you all where everyone is and what's going on. So you all are in Turing. You kind of did a night sneak up on the main encampment in the middle of the country that looked like where all the leaders were and where there was the most activity. You've slaughtered a lot of guards, as well as some really big, kind of heavily armored mechanical defense mechanisms. And right now there is a kind of a fire in the center, a really large fire in the center of this kind of clearing. Well, I guess it's all a clearing because it's an arid desert. But this area, there's a large fire in the center. There's two smaller buildings and one large building around the fire ring. Right now, near the middle smaller building, which would be like directly, like if we put a compass with the fire in the center, it would be directly east. Bijou, Belbrix, and Quilly are there. They just killed a bunch of guards and a tiger that were, and inside the building, they saw a bunch of prisoners, of gnomish prisoners, go in. But they haven't actually been inside yet.
So what's left?
I'm not done. The large building, which would be directly north, Reeve just stepped right inside. He's like right in the doorway. Tatsuo is right outside the doorway. You also have Admas, Duran, Perrin, and Byung-ho over there by the doorway. Reeve saw a really large... Actually, Tatsuo did go in.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought Reeve and Tatsuo
are both inside. Tatsuo engaged with this really large human with a lot of like battle scars, really tough-looking dude, very intimidating. And then there were two halflings with a lot of medals in the room as well. And there was a bunch of stuff that you guys already killed. And then Harry and Roman are splitting up Harry's dragons, and they're flying kind of up above. I think you guys were about 60 feet above the action, kind of just keeping an eye on things and seeing what's going on. No one has approached the other small building, which would be due south.
So is there anything bad in the building, the big building? Or did we kill everything?
Yes. Yeah, there's the big, super intimidating human who you decided to fight right at the end of the last episode.
Great.
And then the two halfling soldiers. Anyone have any other questions or clarifications or
yes,
what, anything that will help you get a better picture in your mind.
What battle? Where are we at as far as the battle goes? Who's next up?
So we just ended with Tatsuo.
Okay. I can't remember.
And it is. Word, but... Oh, no. I have it all.
I'm sure you
down.
Do.
And I also don't. The hit points weren't recorded properly.
You're at 5.
Sounds like user error.
Yeah, I don't know, but it never saves it.
I think
it.
If you can't remember, that means you just get 1.
Oh, uh-oh. That's fair.
I think you're dead.
Uh-oh. I was going to say 50. Yeah, I was going to say 50.
What's your total?
100.
30, yeah, just, maybe.
Just give her like half.
30?
Right, roll a D100.
Ooh, I like this. This is good.
Oh, that's a good way. That's a good way to do it. What if I end up with 12?
Or 1.
You guys should've are going to die. Oh my God, it's 99.
Bullshit. Take
not,
a picture.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Let me, I'm sorry.
Jay,
that was like
Jay,
too
go
much.
Double check. Aaron, keep your hands within view.
Hold on. I'm photographing it. I'm not kidding.
Andrew would be able to see, right? You're on roll 20.
I'm on roll 20. Was it on roll 20?
Yeah. Yes, it was. Oh. I just sent a picture. Oh, let's see.
It's pretty miraculous. But that's the odds of the dice.
Doctored.
Did you see
that? That's doctored.
No, it's not. That's
I've
insane.
Seen that kind of work in paint.
I promise you, Aaron wouldn't know how to doctor it.
No, I wouldn't know how
she
to
She did
do
roll
it.
A 99. Yep. It's
that's crazy. That's well, good for you.
All right.
So, like, in
anyone
this,
else want to roll a D100 while we're at it?
No, I'm good. I got mine brief. Recorded. So
yeah.
I'm, good.
I'm not going to. I'm fine.
I mean, I probably should because my max is 57. So.
That would be good.
Oh, you
24
got a
3. Bonus hit points.
Yeah. With my luck, I'd get a 1.
Yeah.
That was very all lucky, right. And I feel like everything else is going to go downhill for me, but we'll see.
Well, you know what?
So, well, good points. Thing you have a lot of hit yeah. points to soak it all up.
He's going to add an extra monster just because of that.
Speaking of your hit points, so you just tried to stab the big old human boy who is right inside of you. He's
right inside of you.
Right in front of you. Inside the building.
What is this rated?
And he is. I think what happened was, if I remember correctly, I think you stabbed him and he like on the arm and he licked the blood and was like, tastes delicious or something super gross and intimidating like that.
If that's the case, so, he's going to get compounding necrotic damage.
No, he's got immunities in his saliva. There's a lot of antibodies in there.
So this human man is unaffected by the necrotic damage of the sword?
So anyway, he's going to pull out from his side. He draws out a scimitar, and he's going to swipe you with it. And he hits one of the times. What's your AC?
15.
You take 4 slashing damage. And he kind of uses his finger. He lifts up his hand that doesn't have the scimitar and kind of like motions to the soldiers on either side of him. And points at Reeve standing in the doorway, and they kind of start moving over. And it's actually Bijou's turn next.
Okay. There's one thing I never forget, and that's a stray fireball. So I'm going to shoot a dirty look at Quilly.
She goes, hey, it worked, right? Like, we're
barely. I'm going to peek my head into the prisoner's hut. Are there any other bads in there?
You see one guy who is humanoid, but also kind of looks like a tiger. Like maybe he's like
another
a hybrid
one?
Of, yeah.
Okay.
And he's got one of the young small gnomes kind of under his arm, and he's holding a claw like right to its neck, and all the other gnomes are all like cowered in a corner. It looks like there's about like, you know, let's roll for it and see, because there could be a lot. Yeah, there's about 20 of them in there, kind of like all cowered down, like staring at the were-tiger.
Okay, does he see me yet, or am I sneaky enough?
Roll a stealth check.
Okay. Well, <25.
laughs> He does not. He's just kind of like, let's say he's like 5 feet away from the doorway, mm-hmm. like to the left of it. And he's kind of like trying to position himself so he can be ready if someone comes in the doorway, but also so he can keep an eye on all the other gnomes.
So I'm in melee range with him.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm then going to just try to run him through with my rapier. Okay. And I'm going to use my sneak attack because he doesn't see me. So attack number one. Not great. That's a 12.
That does not hit.
Well, I'm going to try again. With a bonus action, so I won't add my dex if I hit.
I'm sorry. I read that. I was looking at the wrong sheet. That does hit.
It does hit? Sweet. Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. Hold on. Let me roll damage for that with... okay, that's a 3 piercing damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to just attack again. I'm just going to do like a fancy like twist, switch it to my offhand, and attack without my bonus. Let's see. 16.
That hits.
8. Oh, let me add the sneak attack damage for that first hit too, before I forget. So it was the first hit was 1 plus 9. So that first hit was really 10, and the second hit is 8.
Okay. Are you doing anything else?
I cannot. So. Actually, you know, I'm gonna risk it. I'm gonna move. I'm gonna get in there between him and the rest of the cowering gnomes, but make sure I'm out of melee. So I'm gonna try to get out of melee without getting hit.
He's not going to take an opportunity to attack because his hands are full.
Hey, awesome.
Can I get like what is actually like the cutest gnome of all the ones you see? It's just like eyes are super wide and glassy, and it's like.
God, I hope he doesn't kill it. I'm just going to yell because that's a free action. And I'm going to be like, Queely, Bellbrix, help me save this child. I don't know if it's a child. Every gnome to me looks like a child. So
offensive. All right. So you kind of go and join the cowering gnomes in the corner.
Yeah, but I'm not cowering. I'm not going to join them in the cowering part.
Right. All right. So the back in the big building, the two soldiers kind of converge inward onto Reeve. Like towards him, not actually onto him. They don't jump on him or anything. And they both have long swords, and they're going to pull him out. What's your AC, Reeve?
It's 18, because I have my shield.
All right, that's one hit. Oof. One miss. Another hit. Oh, God. And another miss. Nice. So each of them hits you twice when they're, or hits you once when they're trying to hit you twice. Okay. And you take. Eighteen slashing damage in all.
Ouchie. 18, huh?
And that actually puts us back to the top of the order, so it's your turn.
All right. Oh, it dented my armor, so I'm pretty mad about that. I'm going to slash back up. What are these things again? Are they just guards? They're just guards, right?
They look almost like they're war veterans. Like they're veterans. Oh. They're a lot more experienced and battle-worn looking than most of the other halflings you've run into.
Okay.
And they have medals on their uniform.
Oh, okay. Cool. Conductive, huh? That's nice. I like that they're metal.
I just mean they're, you know.
Oh,
they look more important.
Are they? Oh, no. Very, you know what? Hold on. Pretty. I forgot about something.
Andrew's recording area just looks more and more and more like a cave every time.
It is a cave. I am going to use... I'm going to use Thunderous Smite. I'm going to... It's a bonus action, but it's on my attack. Okay, so I'm going to cast Thunderous Smite on one on the right. And I'm going to try to hit it with my battle axe. And I'm also going to cast this spell at level 2. I'm going to cast it at level 2. All right, so rolling to hit, let me get back to my core here, does a 10 hit?
No.
All right, I want to try again.
Mm-hmm.
Does a 16 hit?
No.
Oh my God, okay.
It's the metals.
No, sorry, no, it does a 20 hit. Sorry, my bad, I was reading the wrong number.
Yep.
Okay, he's going to take 8 damage, slashing damage, and then he's also going to take an additional, 3d6 total now. Yeah, 3d6.
And this was on the one on the right, you said?
Yeah, one on the right. So 3d6. So he's going to take 9 lightning damage, or thunder damage. I think it's just lightning.
Okay.
And then he's pushed 10 feet away from me.
Cool, 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 cool.
Oh, wait. He needs to roll a strength saving throw to be pushed away from me. Roll a strength saving throw. Sorry.
I don't know what he's got to beat, but I bet he doesn't because he rolled an 8.
Definitely doesn't. So he's pushed back 10 feet. So there it is.
He goes, whoa! All
right.
All right. Do anything else? Move in.
I am going to. Who is around me right now? Who are my allies?
Me,
Tatsuo,
son.
Tatsuo is fighting the guy who's in front of you. Not the veteran, but the human. And then you have Abmus, Duran, Perrin, and Byung-ho right outside.
Okay. I'm going to call for all of them to come in and help me because I just took a beating.
How do you do it?
Everyone, in now! Wow.
I was hoping for a, hey, you guys!
No, my intelligence is too high.
Word. All right, so they actually all come in behind you and kind of file in. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Abmus and Duran are going to join you, and kind of try and attack the one who's not pushed away from you, that you're still in melee range with. All but one of those hits lands. He takes some heavy damage. And then Byung-ho and, Perrin are going to go attack the other guy that got pushed away. All right. He takes even more damage than the other guy. Quilly and Bellbrix are going to try and come into the door in the smaller hut because Bijou called out to them. And they're going to kind of take stock of the were-tiger that's holding the gnome. And Quilly kind of like raises her hands up and she's like, all right, we don't need any trouble here. You put the gnome down. We'll let you go away. You can escape. We don't need to kill you. We just want to try and protect everyone. And Belbrix kind of like turns to Bijou to check what's going on and kind of like goes over to join you and tries to comfort some of the gnomes that are cowering. And yeah, Roman is up circling with Harry. And, you know, I actually meant to ask you before, what's the weirdest thing that you've ever eaten?
Well, I can tell you the weirdest thing I drank was salamander urine. Foods.
No, but you don't have to chew that, right? So that's not... I don't know if that counts as eating.
Well, I don't really... There aren't many foods that I find odd or weird. I mean, I'll have to think on that. I don't normally... I don't know. I don't know.
All right, well, think about it. And on your initiative turn, let me know. And it is... Wait, where's Harry's? Oh, yeah. Harry's turn.
Thanks for giving me plenty of time. I don't think any of these foods would be weird. I mean, one of my favorites was capybara, but that's, again, not very weird. Although hyena tasted a little off, I will say that.
I thought you were a vegetarian.
Oh, no, I eat when I must. I'll have meat. Not often, but, you know, I've dabbled. I've definitely dabbled.
Just glad Reeve is not here to hear this talk of eating capybaras.
Quite good.
Are you going to do anything?
Yeah, I'm going to I'm gonna ask Timothy, because I think that I'm writing Timothy. I'm like, hey, buddy, I need you to tell me if you see any action, all right? We're starting to lose our people. They're going inside, and we just got to keep a lookout out here, okay?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I see that everyone's going inside. I don't see anything out here. There's one guy over by that other hut, that smaller hut. There's one guy standing out there. I don't know him, but I don't see anyone else.
Well, let's head on down. We're gonna go down to 30 feet.
Okay.
Oh, it's pitch black though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That would be pointless. Let's just stay at 30 feet. What's he look like? Is he like
he's one of the little people. He's got the gray clothes on.
Oh, interesting. What's he up to? Is he stabbing anybody?
No. He looks like he's he's got his finger up his nose. And now he looked like he pulled something out of it.
Oh.
I don't know, he doesn't really seem to know what's going on.
Did he eat it?
Oh, no, that's gross.
That's a good source of protein. You just keep an eye out, okay? And if he does it again, you see if he's gathering protein.
Okay, I'll try and I'll let you know. Nasty. Tatsuo's turn.
So she's still got the big man in front of her.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to 100% assume that I used up pretty much any special action that she had. That was like a one per type thing. So we're just going to stick to basics. So she's going to take her katana and attempt to stab him two times.
Okay.
For two actions. 27 and a 20.
All right. Those both hit.
Okay. I'd also assume that she enters rage because that's what she does like every single time. 14, 16 damage, and 15 damage. plus.
And what kind of damage is it?
Piercing.
All right.
And then I'm going to roll for the necrotic damage for both of those. 5 total necrotic damage.
Anything else?
She's just going to scream like a wild war scream.
What's that sound like?
Ah! You know, very,
very weak.
No, I just didn't want to like actually scream and make people's ears fall off.
Oh, I'd be trying to do that if I were in the middle of battle. I just, you know.
All right. Well, he's actually going to kind of like twist his neck with the stabs and the slashes. And like, I don't think you're hurting me as much as you think you're hurting me. And he kind of like shakes his arms out like the cool tough guy thing. And he goes, "Hurr!" And then he starts to grow orange and black striped hair all up and down his arms. And he transforms into not full tiger, but kind of like a mix between like super strong buff guy and tiger.
Is his name Tony?
No.
Is it?
It's not.
No. I'm sorry.
He's not Tony the Tiger.
No.
No.
What is his name?
Terrence.
All right.
It's Terrence the Tiger.
Terrence the Tiger.
But he prefers to go by Terry.
Okay. Terry.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
You doing anything else?
No, because it's not.
Oh, wait, no, it's not your turn. He just was changing.
Psych.
Yep, you're right. I don't care if you're doing anything else. It's Biju's turn.
All right. So has he dropped or has he let go of the child yet?
Oh, I forgot that he's in that same initiative as the other one. Let's roll to see how evil he is.
Oh, gosh.
I don't want to make that decision myself.
The result is super evil.
Yeah. He takes his claw and he just like rips at the throat of the gnome and it drops it motionless on the ground.
Oh, jeez.
So the cutest and one then, is the deadest one.
Yeah, but he's a cute cat who's going to lick the blood off his claw. So everyone's cute.
Then he turns to Quilly and says, your pity means nothing to me. Even if you defeat me here, you will never win this war. And he jumps and tries to swipe at her. And he greatly misses. So now it's Bichu's turn.
All right. I'm casting Dissonant Whispers at 3rd level. He needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
Hmm. Okay. He's got a 3.
Okay. So he's going to take 46 psychic damage. And has to immediately use its reaction to move as far as its speed allows away from me. So the damage is... Oh, hey! 17 psychic damage.
Yeah.
And I'd like to... So is he going to move now? Or before my turn's over?
Because
it's a reaction.
Yeah. He like turns and like his kind of lower half of his body turns first. And you see like a look in his eyes, the top half is like, what's going on? And then he like bonks into the doorway and then runs out.
I'm going to move to where I can see him as he's running.
Mm-hmm.
And with my offhand, I'm going to pull a flying dagger from my bracer and I'm going to just try to hit him in the back.
Okay.
Oh, that's really good. That's a 22.
Okay.
So that'll be two piercing damage in the back.
Now these are like actual weapons that are magical, right? Like they're not spells.
They are magic weapons and they vanish as after they strike, but they're not spells.
Okay. How much damage did you take?
Two, I think is what I said.
Okay.
I put the dice back, so.
Two.
All right.
Sounds good.
Anything else?
I think I've done enough.
All right. Those gray soldiers that were attacking in the big hut, one of them is going to try and swipe at Reeve again, the one that's still engaged with him.
Kitty, what's some candy?
He does not hit either time. And the other one is going to swipe at Byung-ho, who's over by him. Gosh, these boys are not super great. He hits one time. Four piercing damage. I guess slashing.
Unfortunate.
Byung-ho goes, ow! And it's Reeve's turn.
I'm going to attack the one. How's the one that I pushed 10 feet away looking?
He's the one who is engaged with Byung-ho and Perrin.
Okay, what's the guy to my left doing?
Trying to hit you and missing.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to give a nice, deep, like, solid chuckle. And then I'm going to take my my single axe and try to bring it down on his face. Does a 26 hit? 25 hit?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to roll. Let's see. And then he'll take 9 from that. I'm going to bring that across his face and then bring it back up into his neck region. Does a 15 hit?
Nope.
Okay, so I missed that one.
How much damage did you say?
What did I say? 9 slashing.
Okay. Ouch.
Now I'm going to take the rest of my turn and I'm going to move towards Byung-ho. No, I'm gonna move kind of towards Byung-ho, like just behind them.
That would.
Oh no, I'm not gonna do that. Attack. Just kidding. I forgot about that. Yep. I'm just gonna stay where I am.
All right. Quilly kind of like rushes to the small gnome that was killed, and she turns to Bijou and says, is he coming back? Are we safe? Can you take care of him?
You want me to chase him down?
So what? Just give me, I need some time.
To do what?
She has like her arm, like her hands, like on the gnome's like throat, like trying to stop bleeding.
Yeah, I'll go get him.
And then she turns to what's her name?
Bellbricks,
and says, do you know any healing spells or any magic or anything, or can you see if anyone here does? And Bellbricks turns around and kind of tries to talk to all the other gnomes and get more information, see if there's any healers in the group. The dwarf boys, the Bash brothers, they're going to try and keep on bashing. Man. All right, one hit out of those four.
That doesn't sound like bashing.
Yeah. Well, they're bashing him, but it's just like the ground.
Like
the dirt.
Amping themselves up.
Holes in the wall. All right. Yeah. Odmus hits after both of them miss multiple times. And he's like, ha ha, all right. And then the other guys are going to, jeez, not make any hits on the other veteran. Roman sees Harry dip down, and she kind of comes down and joins about 30 feet above the southern hut. And she says, what's going on? Did you see something? Is there some action happening?
No, not yet.
And it's Harry's turn.
No, not yet. Honestly, I can't see down here, but Timothy, he's not seeing anything threatening right now. I mean, if you want to pursue the indoor area where I seem, you know, everyone has seemed to have gone, it's okay by me, but I just want to make sure nothing comes from the outside.
Oh, Daddy. Oh, he did it. He did it. It's so gross. He ate it. Oh, no.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. It's a part of life.
Why would anyone do that?
He's low on energy. He's been through a lot lately. Sometimes you got to refuel. Daddy's done it. We've all done it.
Ew.
I've lived in the woods for months on end, years on end. If you can't find food, you got to eat something.
You doing anything else?
No, just keep a watch.
All right. Wild card. Tatsu's turn.
So, when she sees the big boy transform into the tiger in front of her, he may have expected her to be scared, right? But instead, she smiles a wicked smile.
I just tell you what he says. I don't know what he's thinking.
Okay, well, you're playing him, so... She smiles a wicked smile.
I'm just
smile.
A vessel. Ugh.
Will you let me finish this? I have it planned for once. She smiles a wicked smile and she pulls the silver dagger out that she got last time we were dealing with this type of person. And she...
The Wereboys.
Yeah. And she says, you just messed up. And then she runs and stabs at him with her silver dagger twice. I'm not sure what kind of... I don't know but how much damage that would do.
You got to try and succeed at stabbing him, though, Aaron.
Yeah, you got to roll it.
Oh.
You might miss.
I'll just do...
Should have thrown it.
6 plus 8 is 14. 14 and 16.
Those both hit.
So what kind of damage would it do?
Daggers are 1d4 plus your strength.
Okay. Eight. That's 12. 12 damage.
Okay. What's your strength?
She's wearing the gauntlets of ogre power. It's like maxed out. She's got like 19.
That's not your modifier. It's not 19.
But like it's 4. Like, what,
5?
It's 4. Because on 20 it would go up. Unless she should be 20.
No.
Because it would go up on the even. So it would be.
So a total of how much? Sorry.
12.
Okay. Anything else?
Then she jumps back a bit. So she's not still like. But not like far enough to just like. You know. Not like opportunity attack provoking. But just not like right up to where she can smell his spit. Because a dagger is like kind of up close and personal.
Bijou, you can see in the dark, right?
Yes.
So you see the were tiger that you were attacking that you told to run away.
Mm-hmm.
He's like running towards that southern hut. He doesn't get all the way there, but you see him like shouting at that hut.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a guard out there that was picking his nose, and he kind of was like, oh gosh, what's it? And he like shouts inside to the other hut, and he starts running out, and you see two other guards come out from inside and run towards you guys.
Okay.
They don't come. They're still about 30 feet away.
Okay.
But the were-tiger comes back, and he is coming at you in a full sprint with his claws out.
He can't reach me because he went his full movement to get away from me, and I was already 15 feet away from him.
But didn't you say you ran out the front door to see where he was going?
Yeah, I did. Never mind. I forgot.
What's your AC?
14.
All right, that's one hit. And that is not even close. So he comes at you with his claws and goes whop, whop. And you take 10 slashing damage.
Ouch.
And then the other one in the big hut, he kind of like recoils a little bit when he's hit with the silver dagger, and his humorous, jovial arrogance towards you, Tatsuo, is wiped off of his face, and he immediately starts looking more serious, and he pulls up his scimitar again and just tries to slash it like right across you. What's your AC? I know you told
15.
Me 15. 15, that's one hit. And that's an at 20.
So great, love that. Double damage. Love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. She can take it.
9, 16. So you take 21 slashing damage.
Oh, I thought that would be way worse.
Well, it's a good thing you rolled that 99 earlier.
Yeah. I could have rolled a 5.
You could have rolled a 4.
Could have rolled a 3.
Right, Bijou, what are you doing?
Or 2.
Or even a 1.
What am I doing?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, already? Oh, sorry. I forgot. I thought I just went. Okay. So I'm going to use a are any of my allies within 5 feet of this guy that hit me?
No. Well, they would be within 5 feet of you, but they would, not from him.
Okay. I guess I will just go ahead and do dissonant whispers again.
Okay.
At third level, he's got to make another wisdom saving throw.
14.
Not high enough, my friend. So he's gonna take 16 more psychic damage and use his whole movement to get away from me, and that's his reaction.
He goes, "Not again!" And he like run towards the guards that are running towards you, and they kind of like slow down in their tracks and like, "What's going on here?"
And again, I'm gonna whip another dagger. Like, we're just gonna do this all day.
It's the yo-yo effect.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a 20 to hit, so he will take another 3 magic dagger piercing damage.
All right.
Chipping away magic at this
dagger
guy.
Piercing damage.
All right. Anything else?
Nope. Oh, no, wait, yes. I'm going to move, like, as far like into
5 feet
the
back.
Yeah, so he can't get back to me next time.
All right. All right. The veterans attack. The one's going for Reeve again. Let's see. Does a 24 hit, Reeve?
Yes.
All right. What about a
18? Does a 24 hit?
18 is my armor class.
So tie goes to the runner. Boom shakalaka. Where's the okay. D8? All right, you take 6 and 8. So you take 14 slashing damage.
Ouch, my body, my one weak spot.
And then the other one is going to go for Perrin, because he does not like elves in jeans. That one hits. Elves
in jeans. Oh, yeah, he's in jeans.
Ooh, and Perrin takes 12 damage. Reeve is next.
All right. I'm, my armor's bent in a couple places and it hurts. There's like a little bit of blood trickling down my arm. I'm gonna take my axe and I'm going to, use Searing Smite on the one that just hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll try to hit him first.
Roll the one.
I nat one.
Dun, dun, dun.
Crit fail.
How much? What do I roll for damage on that? Do I roll damage for that?
Mm-hmm.
What do I roll?
Whatever your attack damage was.
Okay. 5. Half that or just 5?
All right. So you hit Jaron right in the back for 5 damage.
Nice.
He goes, ow, my brother.
My brother.
My own brother.
I'm gonna try again. And I like pull the axe out of his back.
Jaron goes, whoa.
I put my foot up on his back and pull it out of his armor. And then I try to go for the guy, the very decorated soldier again.
With the medals. God. Did you roll a 1 again?
No, I didn't. I rolled a 4. So, 12.
That does not hit.
Yeah. So I missed both.
You have
arms.
A plus 8. Dang. I need to make
scarier
guys. So do, for you. So does Tatsuo. That's how she rolled a 27.
No wonder you guys have been, like, killing all of these people in a single blow.
She can never fail.
That's all I got, though. I'm brute force. And with a little bit of magic here or there.
There's a werewolf, so you might want to use some of that.
It is not a wolf.
It's a were-tiger.
It's a were-tiger.
Andrew, isn't Reeve's axe a magic weapon?
The two-handed one is.
Oh, but you're not using that one.
No, I'm using my one-handed because I need my armor class to be high. Keep getting smacked.
Because of these very experienced soldiers with all the medals.
Ah, gotcha.
It shows.
Yeah.
Tetsuo's sword has been imbued, but I don't know if that counts.
Imbued with what?
It gets advantage. It's been imbued like multiple times.
It's actually weapon. Unicorn urine.
I've had
so
that.
So it's a magical weapon and it should have been dealing damage this whole time?
No.
No.
That's not how unicorn urine works.
Oh.
All right. Let's see. Come on, Byung-ho. Pull yourself. There we go. Unbelievable. All right. Of all the boys in the big hut who are trying to fight, the only one who does anything is Byung-ho lands one of his slaps.
Bam.
like three of them missed. They were like, whoosh, 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 bah, like with the backhand. Quilly is kind of muttering some things, kind of holding her hands pressed over this gnome. Seems to be helping a little bit. You hear a gasp come from the tiny little body that's laying on the floor.
The one that had its throat ripped out?
I mean, it wasn't like totally ripped out. It was just bleeding.
A lot.
Okay. A lot.
Right. Okay. Is she going to put
you
weren't it back
there.
In
you don't
there.
Know what's happening. You're not there. And, yep, that's what's going on in there. And Roman turns to Harry and says, hey, there's something going on down there. There's more people coming out of that hut, and they're all running towards this other hut.
Yeah?
And it's Harry's turn.
Well, hold up. Let's take a look. Let's go ahead and take a look. Timothy, what's going on down there? I heard there's a lot of commotion. There's a lot of moving around.
Yeah, there was a big orange hairy guy who came running up.
What now?
And then the little guy who was picking his nose ran over to this other hut. And then there's two more little guys who came out and they ran over to the other hut. And then the orange guy turned around and he went back. And he turned around again. He came back again.
What in the dickens? Timothy, do you think you could pick up one of those orange fella? What is this orange fella that you're talking about? Is he's bigger than the other ones?
Oh, he's much bigger than the little guys.
Oh, really?
I don't think I could pick him up. I could probably pick up one of the little guys.
Well, I don't know about that. Is the orange guy by himself?
Well, I mean, he keeps running back and forth between your friends over there and then the little people over here.
Oh, geez. Oh, man. Okay. Well, I need you to go ahead and prepare yourself. And I want you to freeze his ass the next time you see him.
All right. We'll just keep doing nothing.
That's right.
All right. Are you done?
Yeah.
Tatsuo?
Oh, she gets to go again?
Yeah, nice. That's how it works.
Nice. Nice. So she's going to she's going to slash at him again with her dagger, and she's aiming for the heart. So,
let me
just roll it.
Do it, you won't.
That is a 23 and an 11.
Well, one of them hits.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I rolled a 3. 1d4 plus 4 plus 2. So, 10. I forgot my barbarian 2 the first time. So.
All right. Anything else?
And then she screams at the other guys, what are you doing? Kill those soldiers. Get it together. Shouldn't be this hard.
Easier said than done.
And then again, right, she jumps back out of spitting distance. So.
The three guards that were running up from the smaller hut, they can't get all the way to you, Bijou. They're still about like 20 feet away. Mm-hmm. But they all release spears.
Oh, dang it.
What's your AC again?
14.
All right.
Oh, no.
They all hit.
Cool. And
let's see. You take 15 piercing damage.
Ouch.
And then the one that was kind of in the front says, like, turns to the other two and says, wait, you guys all threw your spears? I was going to throw the spear, and then you guys were going to hold them so we could. Now we don't have any weapons. What were you thinking? and the Were-Tiger turns around in his sprint, does like a U-turn, and starts running back at you, Bijou, but of course gets 5 feet away, and he's like, can't quite reach. And then the other one that Tatsu is fighting takes a sim. Ooh, nat 20.
Uh-oh. God.
He really likes nat 20 you.
Great. Love that.
Show off.
Did he do it twice or just once?
Well, I mean, they both hit, but one of them was not a nat 20. And you take... Oh, luckily, there were two ones in there. You take 16 slashing damage.
She can take it. Wouldn't have been able to without that 99.
Yeah, it sounds like you kind of lucked out here.
I did. I don't know. That was a good suggestion, and it worked to my advantage.
Bijou's turn.
Okay. I mean, is a potion a bonus action?
Drinking it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sweet. As he's reaching for me, I'm just going to vanish.
Nice.
Okay.
I cast Dimension Door, and I end up flat on the roof hiding.
Okay. On which side of the roof?
Furthest away from the were-tigers who are running toward the building. Okay. Do I need to roll stealth?
Let me know if you're... I think that's kind of like built in.
Okay. And
unless you sneeze, roll for sneeze.
Okay.
Constitution.
Oh, man, really? It's dusty up there in that
room. Yeah, it is. They don't dust up at the...
Man, I was had a whole plan and you added a random sneeze. I'm really upset. It's a six.
Let's see if there's perception. Oh, he rolled a two in perception, so he didn't hear it.
Okay. I'm going to very quietly pop open my healing potion. Just... take it and okay. Get ready for my next turn, which is going to be awesome.
All right. Reeve,
mm-hmm.
You get a hit.
I get a hit?
And
I get hit?
Uh-huh. From the veteran.
I get hit or get
you a get hit? On.
You get two hits.
I get hit twice?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Four, not as much as I thought it would be. 16 slashing damage.
Ouch. Okay. You know that Pokemon? You know when you're playing Pokemon and then your character's like, dee-doo, dee-doo, dee-doo.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, you can heal yourself, right?
Yeah, I can.
If you actually upgrade to the color, you'd be able to see the bar is now red.
Exactly. So 16, eh? Okay.
And then the other one...
kills you.
hits Byung-ho.
Forgot he hit me with ointment instead of his weapon.
Oh wait, no. He's the one who hates elves and jeans. So he's going for Perrin, and he hits for 10 slashing damage. Perrin's like, "Ow, dude, that's not cool, man." We'll be right back. shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
Ah! .com.